I just got back from a lovely trip along the Milky Way.
Little Perry Como this morning. Craig, I do miss some of these holiday Christmas specials. I'm old enough to remember some of those things where you'd sit around, and many times parents would sit with the kids and watch some of that. Michael Bublé, I guess, is the current version of somebody who does that as well. Country World does some stuff too.
Does he wear sweaters?
Michael Bublé is usually all about like a nice tailored suit. Doing that as well. It takes a special person to wear a sweater. 7:40 at WEOL. And joining us this morning, we're going to talk about Kwanzaa. Many people have heard about it. Some people have no idea what it is. Some people maybe some even think it's, what is this other holiday that's getting mixed in with Christmas and sometimes with Hanukkah? And Gerald Johnson Evans, who is joining us this morning from First Community Interfaith Institute, and also Dana Burns is here. And they're here to kind of explain a little bit about it. Now, Gerald, we've had conversations in the past, have we not, about Kwanzaa over the years?
Oh, yes.
And if I remember correctly, there are seven principles related to that. And that's as good as I get. I can't remember some of the African words related to those seven principles.
Right.
Can you give those to me now? I'd just like to hear some of that.
Okay, unity, umoja, self-determination, then it's a collective work and responsibility, Ujima, and then it's economics, then Nia is purpose, and creativity is Kuma, and faith is Imani, right, Dana?
Yeah. It seems to be that there's a lot that goes into that. I mean, you talk about self, you talk about a purpose, you talk about economics. So this is sort of, I guess, almost life principles in a sense.
Right. It's really giving a base of economic, political and social and spiritual basis that we need in our community and in all the community. Many times some of the focus has been on the negative part of African American community, like people in prison, drug addicts, all that kind of stuff. And Karingo thought that we should focus on what we the average person in the community see in our community without seeing all the negative.
Now, you said Karinga. Who is this gentleman? Explain how he's related to Kwanzaa.
Well, what happened is that in 1966, before that, 1965, he began to study. He was a professor at Black Studies. He belonged to the Black National Movement. Back then, it was a bad thing if we belonged to Black National.
We're right in the middle of the Civil Rights Movement. The 60s, mid-60s.
And the women's rights and the voting rights and the Vietnam War and all of that. And he was seeing our community being incarcerated, kids being put in jail, and everything that was negative. So he took seven kids, and he began to develop a concept of what was in Africa, the holidays that always exist in Africa, and the holidays that the African American community, the Black community, or the colored community have in the United States. And he assimilate them into some principles. And seven principles with seven symbols, with seven means, and spiritually, it means complete. So he tried to make it complete as it could to make sure that we represent what's good in the African American race or culture.
Do you know why he chose the week after Christmas to the end of the year, kind of those 7 days?
Can you tell him about that? That was very interesting.
Sure. Actually, Dr. Karinga, he recognized that there was hardship in the African American community because of the commercialization of Christmas. And so as part of Kwanzaa, he incorporated the gift giving with the children being handmade items that they could give to one another, and also the items were to be something that was practical that they could use, such as pencils and paper. You know, gifts like that were to be given also.
So that comes about, as many of us, this time of the year, we do a lot of the gift toy drives and things for people less fortunate, and sometimes maybe people assume they need to meet a certain standard of gifting or whatever, and if their economic status doesn't allow it, maybe they feel kind of left out. So this is kind of a way to, I guess, in a sense, to understand there's simple ways of giving gifts, in a sense, and picking that time of the year.
Right. Some people, some poor people, we work with homeless and poor people all the time. And some people have a kind of they don't want to be given anything. They rather saying, well, I don't need it. You know, a large number of poor people have pride, have values, and they will do without. And we find out in all the communities, not only African American communities, there's a lot of people who have a lot of, you know, when we go out and Dana and I, we walk the streets and see homeless people. Many times they want to live in a homeless shelter. They want freedom. And since America is about freedom and about the Constitution and about rights, and they're knowledgeable enough to know that they don't need people to give them things, and they want to be self-sufficient. And that backdrop, he began to work with seven kids. And then he had experience where he went to jail and got a felony. And you know how hard it is for people who have been in jail to get a second chance. And so I guess that was more of the motivations for him to get a second chance of doing something that is positive and that is really lift up the community and lift up African-American people.
Let's talk about what the First Community Interfaith Institute then is going to be doing coming up to celebrate Kwanzaa, which you have been doing 37 years right here in Lorain County, right?
Well, the first thing what we have been doing is that we had the meet of a day when we have people come in and take pictures of the setup and take pictures to promote it. And we send out news releases. We have called people and went door to door and things like that. So now when we get to the 26th, that's a day that we begin to celebrate at 7 o'clock at Knesset House. And what we do, begin with one principal, and we light Umojo, Unity, we light the candle, and then we have speakers, singers, dancers, all kind of things, activities, so people can really, really celebrate it.
Now, many kind of traditions, holiday celebrations itself, sometimes evolve over time. What kind of maybe new things you've learned about Kwanzaa? As you've even told me, I guess, before we got on the air, you kind of look to see what the national organization is doing, what even the Dr. Karenga is doing, right?
Right, this time. Right. We never do anything easy. What we do a lot of research. We do a lot of focus groups. We do a lot of talking to people. And we're trying to find out what's new, what's applicable to the community to we serve also, and how the community is going to receive it. Because first time we tried Kwanzaa, 37 years ago, people said, "What? What are they going to do? And are they crazy? They try to replace Christmas." So we had to do a lot of education, a lot of talk about what is Kwanzaa. And Dana finds something out, the reason why there's seven letters in Kwanzaa. You want to tell me that story?
Yes. There were some children earlier when Dr. Karenga was first creating Kwanzaa. There were seven children that wanted each letter to represent them. They wanted to have a letter represent them, and there were only six letters in Kwanzaa originally, so they added the seventh letter because there were seven children. And that kind of showed their creativity and also their self-determination that they wanted to be a part of this, right, and have
in a sense, an inclusion that's represented,
right,
in that too. So
right.
I would assume that extra A at the end?
Yes.
Right. You know, and that's important that we, so many of our poor people and homeless people and people of color and women are excluded from society. And so we have to find a way to include them in a small point. Then they can fight and then have a competition to be included in a large society. There's not too many places at the table for people who don't have access to power, money, and prestige. And so they need to have access. If they don't have access, they'll be, you know, ostracized. They will be feeling that they're not wanted. They'll feel depressed because they feel that the New Orleans States is not for them. And so what we're trying to do is take away, long before the fight against ISIS, we was fighting against ISIS by telling people what good about New Orleans States and how people can create things, and so they won't feel poor, left out, dumb, and things like that. We have left out a lot of good people, a good talent, because we used to ostracize people.
Now, Dana, can you give us some insight into other things that will be taking place coming up for the week of Kwanzaa at the First Community Faith Institute? I know there's usually a lot of things related to children, too, as well, right?
Yes, actually. During each night, the children will have an opportunity to get up and share by singing a song, dancing, giving a reading, or maybe a poem. Sometimes they like to read a story, maybe a simple story like I can, I think I can, a story that goes along with the principle of the night. And also we have, like throughout the service each night, if a child wants to get up and give a presentation, they're able to. We include them in the whole service. Let's see what else. So, we also have food. We always have snacks.
I would assume there's a little bit of food. Most holidays have some sort of food related to that as well.
Yeah, and the one special thing about Kwanzaa is the lighting of the candles, and the children love to do that. So we usually have about 3 or 4 children who will stand up to light one of the candles. So we have to decide who's going to light each night because they're all eager to do that.
And all this will take place at the Knesset House on 142 Cleveland Street in Elyria.
Right.
And if people want to find out more about this or get other education, where can they get some good details?
But it didn't call, 440-366-3244. Or they can go on to the website and put Kwanzaa Elyria, 37th Annual, and they will, get all the information.
Get some details on it. What's a traditional Kwanzaa greeting? Do you have something for me other than?
Well, Jumbo. Habagani means what's happening.
Okay. Well, we appreciate you telling us what's happening for the 37th Annual Kwanzaa Celebration. Again, Minister Gerald Johnson-Evans joining us, and also Dana Burns from First Community Interfaith Institute. Thank you both for getting up this morning and joining us.
Thanks for having us.
And Harambee.
I mean, pull together.
Pull together.
Thank you very much.